From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal ruled Wednesday former Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic is guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity stemming from the conflict in a former Yugoslavia during the 1990s. The court convicted Mladic on 10 of 11 charges he faced, including persecution, extermination, murder, deportation, terror, and unlawful attacks on civilians. He was sentenced to life in prison. The court said he intended to destroy the Bosnian Muslim population, and in Sarajevo personally directed a campaign of shelling and sniping meant to spread terror and perpetuate murder among civilians. It also cited as a window into his motivations his expressions of a commitment to seek an ethnically homogenous Bosnian Serb Republic. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says that violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State targeting Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Tillerson said in a written statement Wednesday, after a careful and thorough analysis of available facts, it is in fact clear that the situation in northern Rakhine State constitutes ethnic cleansing against the Rohingya. U.S. officials have been investigating what is behind the attacks that have killed hundreds of Rohingya and forced more than 600,000 across the border into camps in Bangladesh. Wednesday's announcement marks the first time the State Department has designated the violence as ethnic cleansing. Officials briefing reporters on the background called the designation a descriptive term. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. People in Zimbabwe are awaiting the swearing-in of a new president following Tuesday's resignation of Robert Mugabe, ending 37 years in power. The United States responded to Mugabe's departure with a call for free and fair elections. While on the streets of Harare, Zimbabwe's capital, people danced and cheered in celebration.
Cheering crowds raced through the streets of Harare as news spread that President Robert Mugabe had resigned after nearly four decades in power. The Speaker of Parliament read out what he said was a letter from President Mugabe formally tendering his resignation. While some regarded Mugabe as the leader who fought for Zimbabwe's independence, many others were happy to see the end of his rule. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri said Wednesday he is putting on hold his resignation at the request of the President Michel Aoun. Speaking at the presidential palace near Beirut after a parade marking Lebanon's Independence Day, Hariri said the delay was meant to give time for more discussion with the president. He also reiterated the need for Lebanon to remain neutral in regional conflicts. Hariri sparked a political crisis earlier this month when he announced from Saudi Arabia that he would step down and then remained in Saudi Arabia's speculation swirled as to whether he was being detained. Eight people were rescued and three missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday into the western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said the twin-propeller C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa while it was on a routine mission, taking passengers and cargo from a U.S. base in Japan to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. It said the eight people were rescued about 40 minutes later and taken to the Reagan, where they were reported in good condition. With a new round of UN-led peace talks set to begin next week, Syrian opposition figures are meeting Wednesday in Saudi Arabia in an attempt to form a more unified front. While several outside nations with heavy influence on the conflict are holding their own consultations in Russia. Since the fighting broke out in 2011, the rebels have been a fragmented force, opposing the president, Bashar al-Assad, in multiple attempts at uniting under an umbrella group held back by disagreements among the many factions. The UN Syria envoy, Staffan de Mistura, said in an opening statement at Wednesday's talks in Riyadh, there's need to be strong, unified opposition delegation. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.